Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Every time I travel to a conference or a prison event, I meet tons of people who are going through major financial issues and who are also suffering from some sort of physical sickness at the same time. When I hear their painful stories, I am not surprised. The Bible says that financial issues and physical illnesses are connected and that they come upon us when our souls are wounded. 3 John 2 says, you will prosper, that's your money, and be in health, that's the condition of your physical body, but it happens even as your soul prospers. The prosperity of your soul directly affects your financial prosperity and your physical health. When you have wounds in your inner man, they will not only cause you money problems, but those same wounds can make you physically sick. But here is the good news. Once you get those wounds healed, not only will you experience financial increase and prosperity, but you'll also receive a miracle healing in your body. I've seen it happen countless times in my meetings, and guess what? It's going to happen for you today. I was on tour once, and I was flying from the East Coast back home to Arizona, and I had a layover in Chicago, Illinois. Now, I was born in Chicago, Illinois. I had not been to Chicago, Illinois for a long, long time, like since I was a child. As we were flying into the airport, all of a sudden, the Lord speaks to me, and he goes, the enemy is waiting for you in Chicago. And he's going to attack you when you land. I'm like, what? So we land, and as soon as the wheels touched the ground, man, I got assaulted. Okay, I instantly broke out in like a sweat. I had like a fever of probably 103, 104 degrees. My whole body ached. It felt like just touching it was like, my whole body ached. My throat just blew up, physically blew up. I could barely breathe. It was like my throat closed inside and blew up on the outside. It was excruciating pain. When I changed planes, I got on the plane, and I'm like in the plane going, right, the whole time I'm like decreeing the blood, I'm decreeing dunamis, I'm going for it, right? I get home, I cried on the plane. When my husband came in, I threw my head on his chest and went, I don't do that. It was that bad. No, my husband took me home, and for 2-3 weeks straight, I just laid on the floor of my living room and played soaking music. And just blood, fire, dunamis, blood, fire. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how to get rid of it except to do what I've been teaching you. And I kept on pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, and nothing was happening. It was like I would decrease so much dunamis and fire that my face would like turn colors. It would turn like I had a sunburn, but I wasn't getting healed. I'm like, why isn't this fire and this dunamis getting inside of me, Lord? And I got in the van one day, and my husband was taking me to go see my stepdad. It was like 3 weeks later, I'm still totally sick. And we're sitting in the parking lot of some gas station. And I'm like, what is it, God? And he goes, Psalm 24, lift up you heads, O you ancient gates. Do you know that word gates there means the gates of the temple? Who's the temple now? God was saying there was an ancient wound, an ancient gate inside my soul. I'd landed in Chicago where I was born. Do you think there's anything in the place I was born that could be setting off something that was in my soul that I was born with? I stepped on the place where I got all the stuff. And the enemy was waiting for me. And he was kicking my little behind. And it was terrible. So I sat there and he said, command that ancient gate to open so my blood and my dunamis can go in it. And so I commanded, I said, lift up your head, you ancient gate, lift it up, everlasting door. Could barely say it. Poof, right away I felt it flowing inside. The throat instantly released. The pain started to leave my body. I was dealing with something I was born with. Now, here's what's interesting. I said, who was it, God? Who was it, God? He said, it was the king of Assyria. And I go, how do you know? And he goes, because he's a saw. I'm like, he's a saw? He's a saw? So I put in the word saw in my Bible search. Comes up in Isaiah 10, which is the entire chapter is about the Assyrian king. It says that the Bible actually calls him numerous things. It says that Assyrian king is a club, he's a rod, he's a saw. It called him a saw, as an S-A-W. I look up the word saw, and remember, my biggest thing was my throat totally closed up, and then it swole out to here, right? The word saw there, if you look it up in the Bible in Isaiah 10, it means to rasp. Anybody have any throat issues? It's probably the Assyrian king. But God was telling me, who was attacking me, he was saying, you were born with stuff. Now remember, this is the same spirit that Isaiah 10 says that he robs the people of their treasures and steals their nest eggs. That's one of the things he does. He not only attacks your physical body, but he attacks your money, because the two are connected. You will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. That spirit that attacked Hezekiah was working through a man. Hezekiah wasn't totally just battling with a man in the natural. He was battling with the spirit that was behind that man. Think about it. What did the Assyrian king was what? A pagan who worshiped idols. Him and his whole nation worshiped idols. What are idols? The Bible says they're really demon gods. He was worshiping demons. Those were the spirits that gave him the power he had to attack and to mow down all these nations of the ancient world. Amen? Remember what the Bible says. See, Hezekiah wasn't just wrestling against a man. He was wrestling against a spirit. What does the Bible say? We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, right? Well, when that man, the Assyrian king, died in the natural, the spirit behind him didn't die. It's still alive and well, and he's still on the same assignment, to rob the nations of their treasures and steal their nest eggs. I didn't know. I had no clue. There's stuff happening to you right now, and you don't understand. You're being sawed. You're being sawed. So how do you fix it? You get healed in your soul. You get healed in your soul. When you don't have anything in you that's in common with these spirits, then these spirits will have no power over you. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said in John 14, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me that's in common with him, so he has no power over me. As soon as I got the thing in me that was in common with him healed, then he had no power over me. Amen?
When you give a donation to receive a product like Drenched in the Spirit, you are blessing prison inmates by enabling us to send them my book, The Captivity Series. We have received thousands of testimonies about how inmates were totally transformed after reading this study. To date, we've given away over 300,000 free copies. With your help, we can do even more.
Drenched in the Spirit is a collection of Katie's four favorite soaking albums. With your gift of $35 or more, Katie will send you Drenched in the Spirit four-disc set. And know that part of every gift goes towards providing books for prisoners in desperate need of hope and healing. Order online today at katiesousa.com or call 1-800-789-7895.
Are you dealing with financial difficulties, suffering from a physical disorder, or going through the breakup of a relationship? If there's any area in your life that needs healing, then Drenched in the Spirit is for you. I put my top four most powerful soul-soaking discs together in this one set, and they have the power to address every issue you're facing. So no matter what you're battling, no matter how difficult it seems, these discs will cause you to get your breakthrough.
Drenched in the Spirit will bring healing to your wounded soul. Listen to Katie decree the word of God over you, set to beautiful background music. Drenched in the Spirit can be yours with a gift of $35 or more. Soak to this collection and get your soul healed today. Call now, 1-800-789-7895, or go online at katiesousa.com.
This spirit is one of the strong men over money. What does Jesus say about the strong men? Mark 3 says, if you want to thoroughly ransack the strong man's house, you got to first bind the strong man, right? Have you ever looked up the word strong man? Do you know what it means? Listen, it means this. One who has strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. Do you understand? When you have strength of soul, when you get healed in your soul, then you'll be able to defeat the strong man. That's how you bind the strong man. You get healed in here. You know, people go, in the name of Jesus, I bind the strong man in Jesus' name. And then they go, I'm feeling sick. I'm feeling attacked. Oh, my gosh. Quick, call the intercessors. Yeah, and have them pray for your soul. Because you're trying to bind the strong man, but there's still a legal right in you for the strong man to attack you. You have to be strong in soul, amen, and then you can bind the strong man. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that includes this Assyrian king. This message, this story about Hezekiah is for us today. Everything in the Bible is written for us today. Amen? It's for us today. We've got to apply certain things, and we'll be able to get the strong man off of us. What are the two things? The blood and the dunamis. Right? The blood and the dunamis. Well, it actually talks about that in Isaiah 10. Watch. First, let me show you a scripture here that proves that this Assyrian king is on your soul. If he's robbing your treasures, if he's controlling the way you think about your money, how you handle your money, if he has put a spirit of poverty on you, spirit of famine. Remember, he hemmed Jerusalem in and put them in famine. He's doing the same thing to you. Maybe he's attacking your physical body at the same time. How does he get his right? It is from within your soul. And Isaiah 10 says it. When you go and you read Isaiah 10, the whole chapter is about Assyrian king, right? And first you see the Assyrian king. He's in the beginning of the chapter. And he's all bragging. Yeah, I rob the nations of their treasures. I steal their nest eggs. I do this and this and this. And then after he stops talking smack, God comes on and starts saying the judgment that's against him. And listen to the judgment. It's so cool. Here's God, and this he's telling us right here how you get rid of the Assyrian king. He says, the light of Israel, it's a big L, so it means Jesus, shall become a fire, and his holy one, big O, Jesus again, will become a flame, and it will burn and devour the Assyrian thorns and briars in one day. The Lord will consume the glory of the Assyrian forest and his fruitful field in both soul and body. Did you hear that? That's how you get rid of him. The briars and thorns that are in you get burned up in the presence of Jesus and his dunamis fire. And then it burns away all of those briars and thorns, which are the wounds in your soul, in both your soul and your body. It says it right there. You know, we talk about the blood. Well, why do you need the blood? Because you got to repent of some stuff you did. Hey, I robbed the temple. I need to repent of that because I've been cursed with a curse. I haven't brought in my whole tithe. I haven't brought in my whole offering. Hey, I used to, you know, I've been involved in gambling. I think that my ancestors did too, so I'm going to repent for my gambling and their gambling. Hey, you know, I've extorted people of money. I've lied to them. I've cheated them. It's been in me my whole life. I've felt it. So I'm going to repent for my sin and for my ancestors' sin. You start with the blood. But then you also apply the dunamis. You also apply the dunamis. Remember what dunamis is? It's resurrection power. Dunamis is fire. It's resurrection power. It's light. It's glory of God. It lives inside your spirit, man. Right now, you have a tank full of dunamis that never runs out, don't you? When you got born again, that resurrection power came inside your spirit, filled it all the way up, tank full. It never runs out. And that dunamis power defeats the Assyrian king. Does the Bible say that? It actually does. Let me prove it. How many of you know that dunamis is an anointing? It's an anointing that lives inside of you. It's an anointing. Everybody say dunamis is an anointing. In Acts 10:38, God says this. He says, Paul said it. He said, God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power. Did you hear it again? God anointed. Everybody say anointed. Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power. That word power is dunamis. So dunamis is a anointing, right? And then what does it say for the rest of Scripture? And he used it to go and heal everyone that was oppressed of the devil. Okay, now this anointing specifically comes against this powerful ancient king, the Assyrian king. How do I know? How many of you have said that famous phrase? The anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing breaks the yoke. You all quoted it? The anointing breaks the yoke? Well, where's that at? That's actually in Isaiah 10, the chapter about the Assyrian king. In fact, that particular verse is actually specifically talking about the anointing breaking the yoke of the Assyrian king off of your neck. Look at it in context. Go to verse 24 in Isaiah 10. It says, therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says to my people who live in Zion. Do not be afraid of the Assyrian who beat you with a rod and lift up a club against you as Egypt did. Verse 27, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden, meaning the Assyrian king's burden, shall be taken away off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. This is a big, nasty ancient spirit that is maybe able to attack you if you were born with it because you had a wound that was passed down to you from the generations. And he not only attacks your physical body, but he also is trying to rob you of your treasures and steal your nest eggs. But the anointing that already lives in you. But the anointing that already lives in you. You're already filled up with dunamis. You have a tank full that never runs out. It's the blood and that anointing that breaks the yoke of the Assyrian king off your neck. Amen? See, the dunamis that's in you takes on different levels of intensity. Sometimes it's like the glory of God. Sometimes it's just a shining light of Christ inside of you. Sometimes it turns into fire and it begins to burn up the chaff that's in you. Those are the wounds that are in your soul that are allowing these demonic spirits to be on you and make you sick and rob you. Did you know Jesus said to his disciples when he was leaving the planet and ascending up into heaven, he said to them, go into Jerusalem, wait and tarry there for the power of the Lord to come down and clothe you. That word power there is dunamis. Dunamis. Everybody say that power that came down in the upper room was dunamis. What did it come down in the form of? Fire! Fire! It says that tongues of fire came down on them when the power from on high, the dunamis, came and clothed them. It came in the form of fire. And if you read the Amplified in that chapter in Acts of the day in the upper room, it says that that power, quote, diffused that fire, which was dunamis, diffused into their souls. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? See, dunamis has different levels. And one of the levels is fire. It comes as fire. And that fire diffuses into your soul and it burns up the briars and thorns that the Assyrian has in there in both soul and body.
When you give a donation to receive a product like Drenched in the Spirit, you are blessing prison inmates by enabling us to send them my book, The Captivity Series. We have received thousands of testimonies about how inmates were totally transformed after reading this study. To date, we've given away over 300,000 free copies. With your help, we can do even more.
Drenched in the Spirit is a collection of Katie's four favorite soaking albums. With your gift of $35 or more, Katie will send you Drenched in the Spirit four-disc set. And know that part of every gift goes towards providing books for prisoners in desperate need of hope and healing. Order online today at katiesousa.com or call 1-800-789-7895.
Are you dealing with financial difficulties, suffering from a physical disorder, or going through the breakup of a relationship? If there's any area in your life that needs healing, then Drenched in the Spirit is for you. I put my top four most powerful soul-soaking discs together in this one set, and they have the power to address every issue you're facing. So no matter what you're battling, no matter how difficult it seems, these discs will cause you to get your breakthrough.
Drenched in the Spirit will bring healing to your wounded soul. Listen to Katie decree the word of God over you, set to beautiful background music. Drenched in the Spirit can be yours with a gift of $35 or more. Soak to this collection and get your soul healed today. Call now, 1-800-789-7895, or go online at katiesousa.com.
Well, I haven't been able to stand up straight for about 3 months now because of my back.
What was it about your back that did that?
In my low back, I've had some pinching and just pain shooting down. If I was standing here like this, it would just be constant, and my muscles would just tighten up, and I couldn't stand straight. Then today, I've also had a hip that whenever I walk, it's constant, and I would always have to stretch it out or try and do something, and in my left hip.
And that's been your entire life?
Ever since I can remember.
And today, what, during the activation, while we were praying for the soul, what happened?
When I was praying right down there and I was receiving that fire and that healing, it's gone.
Come on, let's give Jesus the biggest praise ever.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the blood. Now just pray with me, amen. Lord Jesus, you came today to get rid of every briar and thorn, every ancient ruin, every wound that I was ever born with. I'm like David. When I was in the womb, I was shapen in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. But you're gonna do for me what you did for David. You're gonna create in me a clean heart. You're gonna heal my soul of everything I was born with. So I begin with the power of your cross, because it was on the cross that you made a public spectacle of the enemy. So now I release the blood and I repent for all my sin with money, all the way back to Adam. I command my sins and my ancestors' sins to be completely washed away in the name of Jesus. I believe you're going back on the sundial of my Ahaz, on the sundial of my relatives, and you're gonna go to the root. So I repent for any time me or my ancestors stole the tithe and did not bring it all into the house of God, into the temple, and then we were cursed with a curse. I repent for gambling, theft, robbery, usury, extortion, excess, sacrificing to idols, being a lover of money, serving mammon, robbing the temple. In Jesus' name, I decree that I'm being healed today, and then the causeless curse will not be able to alight. I release the blood, the power of the cross, to wash away every sin, all the way back to Adam. Cleanse my bloodline now. Now just release the power of the Holy Spirit in this room right now. Just ask Holy Spirit to go, Holy Spirit. Go, Holy Spirit. Go, Holy Spirit. Just start decreeing, say, my dunamis in me is the same dunamis that came down in the upper room. It manifested in fire, and it diffused into the souls of the people. So I know that fiery dunamis is going into my soul now. It's burning up all the briars and thorns of the Assyrian king. It's burning up every bit of chaff inside of me. I will have nothing in common with him because of the fire, because of the fire of dunamis, making me excellent of soul, making me excellent of soul. Fire, 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 fire. I'm believing that as you continue watching these programs and really press in during our prayer times, that you will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. See you next week.